Thinking does not imply subjugating. Steven Pinker, Johnstone Family Professor, Department of Psychology, Harvard University. Author, The Sense of Style, The Thinking Person's Guide to Writing in the 21st Century. Thomas Hobbes's pithy equation of reasoning as nothing but reckoning is one of the great ideas in human history. The notion that rationality can be accomplished by the physical process of calculation was vindicated in the 20th century by Alan Turing's thesis that simple machines can implement any computable function, and by models from D.O. Hebb, Warren McCullough, and Walter Pitts and their scientific heirs, showing that networks of simplified neurons could achieve comparable feats. The cognitive feats of the brain can be explained in physical terms. To put it crudely, and critics notwithstanding, we can say that beliefs are a kind of information, thinking a kind of computation, and motivation a kind of feedback and control. This is a great idea for two reasons. First, it completes a naturalistic understanding of the universe, exercising occult souls, spirits, and ghosts in the machine. Just as Darwin made it possible for a thoughtful observer of the natural world to do without creationism, Turing and others made it possible for a thoughtful observer of the cognitive world to do without spiritualism. Second, the computational theory of reason opens the door to artificial intelligence, to machines that think. A human-made information processor could, in principle, duplicate and exceed the powers of the human mind. Not that this is likely to happen in practice, since we'll probably never see the sustained technological and economic motivation necessary to bring it about. Just as inventing the car did not involve duplicating the horse, developing an AI system that could pay for itself won't require duplicating a specimen of Homo sapiens. A device designed to drive a car or predict an epidemic need not be designed to attract a mate or avoid putrid carrion. Nonetheless, recent baby steps toward more intelligent machines have led to a revival of the recurring anxiety that our knowledge will doom us. My own view is that current fears of computers running amok are a waste of emotional energy, that the scenario is closer to the Y2K bug than the Manhattan Project.